Welcome to the Reality Revolution. Today we return to the amazing Catherine Ponder and her teaching, Your Call Power for Success, Picturing from Abraham, that comes from her amazing book, Prosperity Secrets of the Ages, How to Channel a Golden River of Riches into Your Life. Catherine Ponder is very similar to Joseph Murphy, Neville Goddard, and some other New Thought teachers that would utilize classic Bible teachings to show you very powerful prosperity secrets. And in this book, we've covered several lessons from this book, in particular, The Prosperity Secret of the Ages, Sex is a Success Power, as well as The Art of Blessing, Your Occult Power for Success, Picturing from Abraham. In the 12th chapter of Genesis, you meet the man who became the Bible's first millionaire, Abram, later called Abraham. From him, you can learn certain ancient secrets that can lead to your own greater wealth. Abraham's life began in the Babylonian city of Ur. Historians tell us that the Babylonians were very advanced in many ways, by their ingenious techniques in agriculture, commerce, and finance. Babylon citizens became the richest of their era. They understood financial principles through which they developed ideas for insurance, savings, home ownership, and investments that are considered sound and worthwhile by financiers today. Into this advanced and prosperous civilization, Abraham was born and grew to adulthood. Even later in Canaan, Abraham was still under the influence of the Babylonian government. The story of Abraham began when the Lord told him to get out of his old country and go to a new land which the Lord would show him, a land in which the Lord promised to bless him and make him great. Genesis 12:1. When you want to experience success in life, you need to get out of the old country or an old state of mind. You leave the old country as you release negative thought patterns, old limited ideas and attitudes, doubts, fears, resentments, prejudices, criticisms. Sometimes it is even necessary to release old relationships and old ways of living too, if they stand in the way of a higher viewpoint that is necessary for a better way of life. You rise out of an old set of circumstances into greater good when you dare to boldly try a new uplifting viewpoint. A little known power for success. In Canaan, both Abraham and Lot became very rich in cattle, silver, and gold, Genesis 13:2. In fact, their substance became so great that the land was not able to sustain them. When strife arose among their herdsmen, to keep peace in the family, Abraham offered Lot any land that he desired. Considering himself a shrewd businessman, Lot chose the fertile plain of Jordan, leaving Abraham with the hilly country near Hebron. At the time, it seemed that Abraham lost much by his generous nature. It was then that the Lord pointed out to Abraham an occult power for success. The word occult simply means secret, hidden, esoteric, mysterious, or that pertaining to the mystic arts. The secret power for success, which was pointed out to Abraham, has been used since ancient times, the picturing power of the mind. Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward, eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it. Genesis 13:14. When it seems that someone has grabbed your good or cheated you, when it seems that someone has gotten the best in a situation and you have gotten the worst, or when it seems that success constantly evades you, that is the time for you to look up from the rough circumstances where you are and picture your good in a big way. For all that you see will be given you. Psychologists tell us that the picturing power of the mind is one of man's strongest powers for success. They say that any picture firmly held in mind is bound to come forth as a result. How often have you pictured failure and gotten it, when you might just as easily have pictured success and produced it? Your picturing power is one of your greatest success powers. You should boldly use it to create whatever you want in life. Imagine what you want instead of what you do not want, because what you constantly image, you will get. Imaging money brings money to you. a businessman, first brought to my attention the success power of the imagination. This man had gone through a period of severe financial privation and felt he could endure it no longer. Learning of the imaging power of the mind, he purchased some play money and played the bills of large denomination in his wallet. Every time he opened his wallet, his eyes would see those large sums of money. And subconsciously, the thought would register, "I have money." It was nice, a new thought for his subconscious, which had so often been fed the idea, "I have no money." From this point on, he began to make more money as a salesman, and gradually he became quite prosperous. He feels that the turning point from financial lack to financial abundance came the day he placed play money in his wallet. This helped him to begin to see plenty instead of lack. It may sound like a kindergarten idea to you, but who cares if it works? And it does. Actually, this is an old occult secret for prosperity that was known and used by the ancients. When they desired more money, they would sit in meditation, picture definite sums of money, and then demand of universal substance, "Give me this." They would picture definite sums of money over and over, day in and day out, until the money came to satisfy their needs in some way. I cannot recommend this method for producing more financial supply too strongly to you. It is a simple, easy, delightful way of expanding your imaging power to picture definite prosperity instead of lack. A housewife heard me lecture on this method for realizing greater supply. Afterwards, she said, "I know that the method works because many years ago my husband was not selling as he should, and he began to carry play money in his wallet. Every night, as he was relaxing after dinner, he would take certain denominations of play money from his wallet, usually sums of $50 and $100, and hold it in his hands, look at it for some time. He would concentrate on one bill which represented the amount of sales he wanted to make the next day. Gradually, he was able to increase his daily sales as he nightly looked at the larger and larger sums of play money in denominations of $500, $1,000, and $5,000. He still carries play money in his wallet, but now only in larger amounts of $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, and $100,000, since he has over the years moved into a much bigger sales bracket. I confess that my husband and I both carry play money in our wallets all the time, along with genuine cash. We find that when our cash is getting low, if we will take the play money from our wallets, look at the definite amounts and decree, I am receiving now. More money appears, sometimes in surprising ways. My husband's favorite denomination of play money is a $5,000 bill, which he places next to his genuine cash in his wallet. He has often said, "When I get down to that $5,000, more real money always comes in." That alone is a nice prosperity decree. When I get down to $5,000, more money comes in. A domestic worker once informed her employer that she needed more money for daily living. Her employer told her to get some play money to help her think definitely about prosperity. This maid needed two new uniforms, which would cost $7 each. She had managed to save $2 for one uniform, but needed $5 more. An extra $5 at this point would have seemed a tremendous prosperity boost to this woman. Daily, she began to look at the $5 in play money given her and to mentally accept it by declaring, I am receiving this $5 now in God's own wonderful way. Shortly after this, she was walking down an unpopulated street, and as she looked down, she saw a $5 bill lying on the pavement in front of her. Since there was no one in the vicinity to claim it, she did. She immediately bought one uniform for $7. Within a week, two more new uniforms were given to her by her daughter for her birthday. Recently, this woman said, "Since I began this practice of keeping play money in my purse, I have not been without cash, more money, and other types of prosperity have come to me than ever before in both expected and unexpected ways." Make a wheel of fortune for money. One young couple recently married incurred many financial expenses while setting up housekeeping and soon found themselves about $2,000 in debt. Upon learning that they could picture money and attract it to them, they decided to make a wheel of fortune as described in my book, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. On their wheel of fortune, they placed only play money in various denominations of $20, $50, $100, $500, and $1,000. in bold letters. Amid all this money, they placed these words, "All our needs are met now." They placed their money in Wheel of Fortune, where they could view it often daily. Within a short time, the husband received a check for $1,000 for some work he had done before his marriage, for which he had never been paid. Later, he decided to cash in some financial assets he owned because they were of no immediate value. From this transaction, he received another $1,000. This couple continues to make money wheels in order to expand their thinking, and they continue to attract more and more money to them in usual and unusual ways. A widow marries through imaging. A lonely widow decided to make a wheel of fortune for a husband and a happy marriage. She was a house mother in a college dormitory. Her regular social activity centered around other house mothers in nearby dormitories who constantly spoke of how lonely they were, how they yearned to marry, how they were never able to meet eligible men. This widow became bored with their negative line of thought. Quietly, she went through magazines, cutting out pictures of a beautiful home, travel by boat, new clothes, and large sums of money. She also found and clipped a picture of the type of man she thought she'd like to marry. After making her Wheel of Fortune, she put it in a private place where she could view it daily, but where it was not available for others to see. As she daily viewed this marriage Wheel of Fortune, she began to feel that somehow the blessings depicted on it were possible for her. In due time, friends wrote they were coming to town to attend a cattleman's convention, inviting her to be their guest at several events during the convention. Her first reaction was to decline, since she was to be unescorted. But then she remembered her Wheel of Fortune, and courageously she accepted their invitation. The main social event of this convention was a dinner dance, which she attended with her friends. There she was introduced by her host to a wealthy cattleman, a longtime friend of theirs whose wife had recently passed on. As she shook hands with him, she was aware that he resembled the attractive man pictured on her Wheel of Fortune. Later, when she looked closely at that picture, she was startled to see for the first time that her dream man wore some sort of badge on his coat lapel, similar to the nameplate worn by her new friend at the convention banquet. Their friendship grew and deepened into love, and within a year, they were happily married. As a wedding gift, her husband gave her a substantial sum of money. They then left on a honeymoon cruise aboard an ocean liner, similar to the one pictured on her Wheel of Fortune. She settled down to a joyous new life in a lovely home, stating she would have to make a new Wheel of Fortune since every item on her first one had come forth in a wonderful detail. Her former house mother, friends left behind in that college town, have not recovered from the shock of seeing one of their group actually prove the picturing power of the mind in such a marvelous way. No image, no marriage. A doctor's wife recently complained about her 40-year-old daughter who had never married, who she feared might never marry. She said, "My daughter is a member of a prominent church and is active in various clubs. She does everything she knows to circulate so as to meet the right man. She's been doing this for years, but still nothing happens." What this mother had to be told was that both she and her daughter needed to circulate the picture of marriage in their minds more and do less worrying about outer circulation. Until the mental image of marriage had been set up and accepted in their thinking, this daughter will not marry, no matter how desperately she circulates socially. When she does accept the mental image of marriage, it will come with no great effort on her part. I've referred both mother and daughter to the chapters on radiation and attraction in my book, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, as well as to the chapter on imaging. As stated therein, you must first radiate in order to attract. The mental image makes the condition. Without the mental image, there can be no condition. The danger of imaging what belongs to another. Many single women have complained that they only meet married men who measure up to their standards for a husband. When they meet such men, they should realize that their image is working. They have met the type of man they would like to marry. This should help them to mentally accept the idea that the type of man they wish to marry is at least on this planet. But they should not continue association with that particular man, for if they do, they will stop their image from manifesting the next step, which would be the man of their dreams, unattached and unavailable. I know of a woman who met a married man whom she considered the man of her dreams, Rather than realizing he was the only type she wished to marry, she imaged him as her own husband and finally got him. But he was not what she had anticipated. Meanwhile, she met and fell in love with someone else who was the man of her dreams and who was free to marry her. But sadly, she had taken another woman's husband and was then not free to marry. Through imaging something that belonged to someone else, she came to grief and disappointment. Adoption of children through imaging. A school teacher was heartbroken because after many years of marriage, she and her husband still had no children. Several times they had attempted to adopt children, but always something had happened so that their plans had never worked out. This couple had become so thoroughly disillusioned that the husband had said, "Never mention the word adoption to me again. There's just too much red tape connected with that procedure, and I'm not willing to go through it." This unhappy school teacher attended a lecture I gave on the picturing power of the mind and decided to quietly make a wheel of fortune for a baby. On it, she placed pictures of beautiful babies, bottles, cribs, toys, and baby clothes. Daily, she looked at these pictures, giving thanks that the perfect child was being given to her in God's own wonderful way. While house cleaning, she later came across an adoption form she had earlier obtained from out-of-town adoption agency. She felt led to fill it out and mail it. The authorities from this agency soon visited her and her husband, explaining the simplicity of their adoption method. Her husband then completely changed his mind and seemed more anxious for a baby than she did. The first child shown then was a little girl. It was her husband who said, "You need not show us any more babies. We want this one." It proved to be a happy choice, and the presence of this baby in their home has added much to the happiness of their marriage. This woman is now picturing another child, a little boy, to complete their family group. She also recently made a wheel of fortune for a larger home to provide more room for their growing family. Be sure when you picture definite, tangible things, such as a car, home, clothes, trips to far-off places, that you also picture the money to pay for these things. Otherwise, these items will come, but you may find yourself heavily in debt for them because you did not also picture the money to pay for them. Preparing nursery brings child. Another childless couple had also attempted to adopt a child, but to no avail. Upon learning of the picturing power of the mind for producing results, the wife decided to go ahead in faith and prepare a bedroom in their home as a nursery rather than to wait until an adoption was definite. As she began to furnish this nursery for a little girl, but she and her husband were able to mentally accept the idea that there would soon be a child in their home. After this wife had completely decorated the nursery in every detail, their minister learned of a baby, a little girl, who was available by private adoption. Investigation revealed that this was the child they had long dreamed of having. All adoption details moved swiftly and smoothly, and this couple was soon proudly putting their waiting nursery to use. Sale of the property through imaging. The picturing power of the mind works to produce good results in all phases of life. Many people seem to have trouble selling their homes when they have decided to move elsewhere. Difficulty in selling a home is often due to the fact that persons who have lived in it still feel strong emotional ties for their home. They find it hard to release such sentimental attachments, but until that emotional release comes, the house will not sell. Many families must actually move out of a house and leave it in the hands of realtors before it will sell. Often such an act of release seems necessary. When you're trying to sell property and have not been able to do so, deliberately declare, "I fully and freely release you. I loose you and let you go. I picture you as sold now." Then picture a sold sign in front of the house instead of a for sale sign. For a time, think of the house as completely empty of your own furnishings, and then think of it as reoccupied by new owners. As you completely change the mental picture you're holding of the house, it will then sell at the right time to the right people for the right price. Imaging clothes brings them. It is amazing the numerous ways in which one's pictures can produce happy results. A doctor shopped all over town trying to find a type of sports jacket which he wished to wear, but did not find it in any of the stores. Upon returning home, he thought, "Why should I be concerned about how this sports jacket comes to me? Why don't I just mentally image it and let it appear in whatever way seems best?" In his meditation times daily, he imaged this jacket in detail, dwelling on the fine texture, the weave, the color, the design. he admired in this jacket, he then pictured himself wearing it. Then he dismissed the matter from his mind, giving thanks it would come at the right time in the right way. A few days later, an out-of-town patient came to his office for treatments, carrying a large package. He presented it to the doctor, saying, "We just received a new shipment of sports jackets at my store, and when I saw this one, I thought of you. If you like it, I hope you'll accept it as a gift from me." It fitted him perfectly and was almost exactly the jacket he had imaged. Public relations man images foreign travel. A friend in the public relations business provided the result getting power of mental images when he decided he would like to take a trip to some faraway place in connection with his work. He agreed that it might be fun to see what happened if he would mentally accept that desire for a pleasant, expense-paid trip, and then began entertaining the image for its perfect outworking. He did this in three ways. First, he mentally pictured himself taking a trip. Since he enjoys flying, he pictured himself boarding a plane for a distant place and enjoying a wonderful flight. Having no particular place in mind, he did not think of any specific destination, but simply entertained the idea of flying to some faraway spot. Second, he made this decree many times, both verbally and silently, so that this conscious and subconscious phases of mind would accept the idea. "I give thanks for the perfect, all-expense-paid trip, to the perfect place where I enjoy pleasant activities with congenial friends. I give thanks that this trip now manifests quickly, easily, and in divine order." Third, to clarify his thoughts on the matter, he then made a list of desires in connection with all expense paid trip. He also wrote out words of thanks for the happy manifestation of these things. In less than 2 weeks, the results came. At the conclusion of an evening lecture, this public relations executive excitedly showed me a telegram he had received from the president of a Central American country. It was an invitation for him to spend a long weekend in Central America as the president's personal guest. Their friendship dated back 10 years earlier to the time when this man, as a newspaper reporter, had interviewed this Central American president while in exile. They had become friends and had communicated occasionally, but there had been no contact in recent years. Of course, this invitation was quickly accepted, and my friend flew to a Central American city. Upon arrival, he was provided with an aide, an interpreter, even Secret Service agents. He was given a royal tour of the country and wined and dined by the president and his family. He also met with the president's cabinet members. They discussed various prospects for better public relations between the United States and Central America. They exchanged views on progressive ideas concerning the economic and political structure of both areas. When his American friend departed several days later, the Central American president presented him with more gifts for his wife and daughter. After returning home, their public relations man sold several news stories about his visit to Central America. He later did some public relations work at the request of the Central American president. Thus, his deliberate images of a pleasant airplane trip had brought fulfilling results for all concerned. A housewife images success for an entire family. 12 years ago, a housewife learned of the astonishing power of mental imaging. At that time, she and her husband were living meagerly in a garage apartment. They owned a worn-out car, with her husband used in his work. She did the housework until they could not afford a maid. Across the street lived a neighbor who was obviously prosperous. Her husband was an important executive. Her children seemed happy, well-nourished, and beautifully clothed, and she had our new car, a maid, and time and money to entertain graciously. Instead of envying or jealously criticizing her neighbor's prosperity, this woman would view her activities with delightful interest and appreciation. Every time she noticed her neighbor's maid coming to work, she would mentally picture her own beautiful home with a maid at work. Whenever she saw her neighbor's husband coming and going to his office, she would think of her own husband and of how he would look when he too had a responsible, well-paying position. She steadily built the mental picture of a better way of life and lived with it daily. She said nothing about this dream to anyone, since to all appearances it seemed impossible of ever coming true. Although it was a gradual process, it did come true. Things just got better and better until today. The housewife's husband is president of his company. They have a beautiful home and a full-time maid. This wife has her own car, which she uses to take their children to and from private school. All that this woman has mentally pictured has come to pass, and much more. Our go-kart Christmas. I shall never forget how my son once proved the power of imaging many years ago. Christmas was fast approaching, and I was apprehensive because I did not have money for his Christmas gifts. Undaunted by this fact, he had great expectations, as do most children at that time of the year. For months, he had been eyeing a little gasoline-powered go-kart on display at a nearby hardware store. He had been telling his playmates that this little go-kart would be his for Christmas. He had even invited the neighborhood children to drop by on Christmas morning for a ride in this go-kart. I had prayed and affirmed that God's goodness would manifest in the matter, but at the beginning of Christmas week, no money had appeared with which to buy the go-kart. My son was unimpressed by this, however. He was busy clearing an area in the garage to which to keep the go-kart. Rather weakly, I inquired how he could be so sure he would receive the cart as a Christmas gift. He replied, "Mother, I am practicing what you teach. I have prayed and asked God for that go-kart. I have affirmed that it is coming to me in God's own wonderful way. Months ago, I placed a go-kart picture on my Wheel of Fortune, and I've been picturing it parked in the carport. I have even imaged myself riding it all over the neighborhood." He then gave me some of my own medicine by concluding, "Don't worry, Mother. Everything will work out. The imaging power of the mind is taking care of this." It was after the conversation early in Christmas week that I finally released the matter into higher hands. Several days later, we received a nice gift of money, which was a Christmas bonus from my employer. At first, I thought we could then go buy the go-kart, but when I counted the money, my heart sank. It was $80 less than the amount needed to pay cash for the go-kart. My financial affairs that season would not allow for a long-term credit arrangement for this luxury toy. It was either pay cash or no go, and no go-kart. I was grateful for the money, however, thinking it would cover other financial needs nicely. My son seemed to think that we had enough money to buy his go-kart even after I explained that we still needed $80. He merely replied, "Our prayers have been answered. Let's go down and see about the go-kart." Late that afternoon, when I could stall no longer, I finally consented and we drove through the heavy holiday traffic. We entered the crowded store and I allowed myself to be led over to the much-discussed go-kart on display. As I stood there, trying to fully appreciate this little machine before me, I suddenly became aware that a man was talking quietly to me. At first, I assumed that he was a sales clerk, but as his conversation progressed, I realized that it was hardly possible. He was saying, "Lady, that's a fine little go-kart. If you're interested in getting one for your son, I know where you can get one at wholesale price. It is available for $80 less than this one, but it was basically the same cart." In stunned silence, I listened as he explained that a business friend had ordered one for this man's own son, but that his son had changed his mind, preferring a bicycle instead. This man, who introduced himself as a local insurance executive, said that he had just returned to this hardware store to purchase the bicycle. He felt that he was still financially responsible for the go-kart, which his friend had ordered at a discount price as a special favor to him. On the reverse of one of his business cards, he then wrote the name of his friend and the address where he and the go-kart could be found. My son and I quickly made our way to the other shop. There we found the little cart still packed. The owner seemed quite happy to sell it to us at the same wholesale price for which he had purchased it for his insurance friend. When we had paid him for the little cart, somehow there was enough money left over for my son to purchase some extra accessories he wanted for it. As we drove home in the late afternoon with the go-kart packed in the car trunk, I marveled at the way the imaging power of the mind had worked through people, situations, and even the element of time to give my son his special Christmas gift. Never was any toy so thoroughly enjoyed as was that go-kart, for it was a long-image desire come true. Imaging produces domestic help. A friend of mine in the Midwest related how she used the imaging power of the mind to locate an unusual type of domestic help that she wanted. She had been without domestic help for some time. Busy with her television career, she could hardly keep up with the increasing demands of her home life with her husband and children. One night, as she watched a television drama, she was fascinated by one of the characters, an Oriental houseboy, who played an important role. She thought how nice it would be to have a similar domestic arrangement in her home, but finding an Oriental houseboy in the Midwest seemed an impossibility. She was about to give up on the idea when she chanced to mention it to her father. He replied, "Just for fun, why don't you telephone the employment agencies and let them know of your desire?" She did. As the days passed, she continued to mentally picture an Oriental cook and butler working in her home. 1 month later, an employment agency called to say they had located her Oriental houseboy, an army couple who brought him with them from Guam, were now being transferred to Europe. The boy wished to remain in America, and he proved to be the perfect answer to her domestic problem. Imaging for yourself and others makes dreams come true. Along with picturing greater good for yourself and your own life situations, be sure to image good for others. Often a person who is beset by unhappiness, ill health, or financial difficulties finds it hard to mentally accept the idea that a better way of life is possible for him. If someone can impersonally picture it for him, it helps to bring it to pass. Where there is inharmony, picture love, understanding, goodwill. Where there is lack, picture abundance. Where there is ill health, picture wholeness. Where there is confusion, picture peace. This occult power for success is so important that we find it emphasized not only in the life of Abraham, but also later in Genesis in the lives of Jacob and Joseph, who become millionaires too. Your picturing power of the mind is your occult power for success. Use it to constantly image greater good for yourself and other people. It is a simple, delightful way for making your dreams come true. So this has some amazing stories and examples that you can pull from to inspire you to use the imaging power of your mind to receive whatever it is that you want. The key phrase I want you to come back to over and over that Catherine Ponder uses is in God's own wonderful way. Remember, you might not have what you want at this time, but make sure you emphasize and affirm that you receive it in God's own wonderful way. You can receive it incorrectly, as she emphasizes, where you owe too much debt, or you can receive it where you receive something that somebody else has and it hurts them. Or you can say you receive it in God's own wonderful way. This is the secret. This is the key. Emphasize that you receive your greatest desire in God's own wonderful way. For instance, when it's $5 that you need, you say, I'm receiving $5 now in God's own wonderful way. I have found this to be powerful. I use it and used it for the payment of my own debts. I also pulled this from Catherine Ponder when I said, I'm so happy and grateful for the complete payment of all financial obligations in God's own wonderful way. When you do that, all will work for you. The key is, wonderful things will happen when you have faith. And it's exciting when you know it's about to happen for you, when you have faith. And just as the example that she gives of her son and the go-kart, clear space for your desire. Continue to know that it's going to happen no matter what the world is telling you. When the world is telling you you don't have enough money, clear space for that desire and know that it's on its way. Continually evoking that you're receiving this and affirming that it's happening in God's own wonderful way and it will come to you. And this is the occult secret. You image it. She doesn't give a lot of instructions on how to image it, but image it thoroughly. You imagine it thoroughly. She gives the example of the Wheel of Fortune, which is very similar to a vision board. And by using that, many people have found great success with vision boards or the fake money. I love the idea of using fake money, and I plan on trying to get some $20,000 bills to put in my wallet. Just that feeling of having it in your wallet. And it is a way to remind you of that large sums of money and what the feeling of it is. It has to work. And so if anybody's used this technique, please let me know and share your results in the comments or any of these techniques. In particular, for people that are wanting to manifest love or manifest a specific person, I would go back and listen to this as well. You don't necessarily need to manifest someone else that you see out there. Maybe they already have a boyfriend or girlfriend. Maybe they're already married. You can find somebody just like that in God's own wonderful way, and it always will work out better for you if you imagine it happening in God's own wonderful way. But there's some examples here that you can use. You can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com, and welcome to The Reality Revolution.